Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Setting aside questions I have about the reasons why Russia's space troops are building and testing a ground-launched anti-satellite missile, and setting aside questions I have about Russia's use of outer space to pursue its invasion of Ukraine, I'd like to provide some remarks, which I think my Russian colleague will not be surprised about several difficulties that the United States sees at this time in both defining and verifying whether a weapon has been placed in space. The United States does not believe that it would be possible for a country to determine whether an object was specifically designed or ratified for harm or damage to other outer space objects. Drafting a treaty requires the use of precise language to avoid ambiguity that could lead to problems in implementation. We have already had a significant conversation about dual-use systems today, which could be impacted by definitions if we are not careful. Moreover, many countries attempt to conceal their activities that may be counter to those obligations. And in that regard, the United States sees verification as an incredibly difficult challenge related to determining whether weapons have been placed in outer space. That is why we are supporting developing common understandings now around activities that can arise that could be considered threatening or lead to miscalculations, and using the development of norms of responsible behavior to move quickly to address these threats, such as we did last year with our commitment regarding destructive direct descent anti-satellite missile testing. Thank you.